Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's quarter number one, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating the return of the fans, Mark is having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend and get a second one for free. That's right, a two-for-one deal. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com, or you could call Mark directly at 800-519-8467. Dustin, are you ready to talk some football?
I think so. I mean, it's Monday morning, but you know, you'll have to forgive me if I'm a little slow, or maybe that's just me in general.
I was going to say, I couldn't tell any difference, Dustin. So
thank you.
We'll have to go forward. It is still June, which means we're still talking about recruiting and recruit visits. It was a big weekend again at Penn State. Not only a large group of recruits, but there were a large group of the current commits that showed up, along with a group of targets that Penn State has to work on yet to get them to commit. Probably by design, isn't that, Dusty?
Well, I mean, I think to a certain point, and I asked Adam Friedman, I think, from Rivals, just how he sees coaching staffs putting these plans together. And I think there's certainly some design here. And certainly I think the design of having the commits come mostly in the same weekend, there's design to that. But these kids who are taking five other visits and are using every weekend in the month of June, sometimes you can only choose so much when you get them on campus. So I think it's a mix of by design and getting them whenever you can manage to get them. So there's some strategy there, and it did seem like this particular weekend was a group of kids that Penn State was certainly in the running, but you couldn't definitively call them a front runner or a leader. So maybe there's some design here to get them around the current commits, get them with obviously some of the current players, and maybe try to gain a little bit of ground or get a little separation in some of these cases. But there was some design, and it was an interesting group for sure that was on campus this weekend.
Yeah, I believe that's a strategy that a lot of schools are using, and if not the schools intentionally doing it, I think the players among themselves, they're recruiting each other, and you see when there's friendships formed at different camps. One example is this Darius Clemens. He's from Oregon. He's a four-star wide receiver, and I believe he and Caden Saunders have a friendship. And Caden Saunders is trying to bring him in. And he would be a very interesting get for Penn State if they could bring him in.
Well, and you see, you know, when you see some of these guys like Caden Saunders, like Jerry Cross, some of the more vocal guys using their social media to try to make pitches to guys, Darius Clemens is high on that list. He's one name that you'll see for most of these guys that they want him. And why not? I mean, he checks off to me every single box you could want from a physical standpoint with a big frame. He's 6'3", about 205 pounds in that 4.4 range with a 40-yard dash. What's not to like there? So Penn State is in it. Obviously, kid from the West Coast, looking at some other schools too. But I think he would be a tremendous addition. And to me, I mean, you're looking at skill position players. He is high on the list, regardless of wide receiver, running back, whatever. Darius Clemens is high on that list. They got him on campus with this group of commits, this group that really, really seems to be outspoken about wanting him. He'll be an interesting name to follow as we go here. I don't think anybody really has much of an idea which direction this thing's going to go. But Penn State is definitely in the mix there.
I have some mixed emotions about him as a recruit. Some on the positive side, it's been a while since Penn State has had a wide receiver with those dimensions, that size, work out. It's been a while. So as a compliment, say, to Caden Saunders, he would be fantastic on that front. Plus the fact that from Oregon, he took one of his official visits all the way out here on the East Coast to Penn State is really interesting, and it's a good sign. But am I the only one who's just always leery when you get one of these players from out of the region where you become one of his finalists? It just seems like Penn State is too often the bridesmaid in these recruiting battles.
I mean, Penn State's been, and it looks like maybe with another one or two, they've got some bridesmaid status even in this current cycle with guys who are near or far. So they've got to get to the finish line with some of these guys. But you're right. I mean, I think you look back over time and players that come from a long distance away, it hasn't always worked out well. And that includes, you know, John Dunmore and TJ Jones from the 20 class in Florida. They got to campus. And after a year, they decided that they didn't want to be there anymore. So it's a tough pool. It does bring in some different variables. It does make it more difficult to get to the finish line because you have those schools that are closer chipping away at them. And that includes, you know, Drew Shelton too. He's a kind of the prime example. He relocates from downtown west to Florida. Florida's in his ear constantly, and they're right there. So it does make it a bigger challenge, and I can definitely see the mixed feelings. But Darius Clemens, to me, seems like he's worth the extra bit of effort it might take.
And I'm not saying don't go after these guys, but you bring up a good example of Drew Shelton, and I believe a lot of people became concerned as soon as he changed his high school career, moving to Florida to IMG to finish out the career, that, hey, that commitment's in danger just because of his physical relocation. Now, we talk about the guy from far away. Let's talk about someone a little more local, and that's Abdul Carter. He's a four-star linebacker or defensive end, and he's from Pennsylvania, and he's probably moved up Penn State's board, and he was in visiting this weekend.
It would appear that way. And, you know, he's listed as a four-star by 24/7 Sports. 6'4", 235 pounds. I'm fascinated about where this might go. He looks like a pretty thick-built kid. It looks to me like he would end up at defensive end, but, you know, to have that designation where he could go in either direction at that frame, to me says, you know, physically, Penn State clearly loves what he brings to the table. He must move very well for him to be considered an either-or type player. He does seem to have moved up Penn State's board. I think it was Sean Fitz from Lions 247 said he had moved into take territory for Penn State, which, you know, that sentence alone shows is a little behind the curtains on how things operate. You know, there are offers, there are committable offers. There's the board, and there's players who might have an offer who aren't in take territory yet. Abdul Carter is a guy who has made that move up, and you know, we'll see how things go with him, but fascinating player in my eyes, just to see how he develops and how he grows and what Dwight Gault, if he were to commit to Penn State, what he could do with him, what the objective would be with him, because, you know, maybe he's a Cam Brown type linebacker. More likely, it seems like he's going to grow into a defensive end, but certainly a talented player and one to keep a very close eye on now.
It's fascinating to follow these players, and we often use 24/7 as the Bible, you know. Check the player, check the ranking, check out who, what other schools they're interested in. And he's other schools listed as South Carolina, LSU, and Ole Miss. But I think what's of particular note is, and especially this year where the June was the month where they were open to visits, it's South Carolina is where he made his other visit. South Carolina has not been the competitor for Penn State for many recruits, but that's not the first time we've heard South Carolina come up this year, is it?
Yeah, Ryan Brubaker is another one who's taken a long look at South Carolina, another Pennsylvania kid. So, I mean, they do have a new coaching staff down there, and maybe there is a little bit more of an emphasis or more of a push into the Mid-Atlantic, more of a presence there. Maybe this will keep coming up. Who knows? But what I know is, you know, you look at that list of schools, there is that Southern feel to it. There's that big time feel to it. You can't find 6'4", 235 everywhere. You know, that is a unique frame and a unique athlete. And you can see why some of these other schools are taking a long look at Abdul Carter.
Exactly. we can't have a week where we're talking about recruiting where we don't talk about running back, Dusty. Been going on for a while. Nick Singleton has always seemed to be at the top of the list. He's the Pennsylvania kid. I think things were pointed towards Penn State until the last week or two. He made a visit to Notre Dame, and all of a sudden we're hearing all those predictions for Notre Dame. But he's not the only running back candidate, and they had a couple of the other ones in this past weekend.
Yeah, Omarion Hampton is one to know. I mean, he's a kid from North Carolina. His crystal ball is pointed pretty firmly at North Carolina. George Pettaway is another one to watch. I think Damari Austin is the other name that kind of popped up. These are all guys that I don't know if Penn State can be considered a leader, and if they're one of the leaders, there's work to do with all of them. So once again, I think it's just worth pointing out that there are several names in the mix yet. Nick Singleton looks like a Notre Dame lean. So, you know, these two guys, Pettaway and Hampton, are high on that list. And Hampton seemed to have had a good weekend. Penn State's just got to work to get him out of the state of North Carolina and what Mac Brown's doing down there. I mean, North Carolina is a force for kids in that area. So Penn State's got work to do. I think this is going to be a cycle where they take two of them. The question is, which two is it going to be? Are they both going to be on that high list of priorities, or are you going to see some plan B type names start to emerge between now and December?
I've got a feel that if you're Penn State with the pedigree, with Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, someone would want to follow in their footsteps. A good one would. And finally, Dustin, we had been talking about this, seeing it for a while. Nate Bruce is giving up football. Kind of an unusual story. I don't know if we've heard everything yet. I don't think we have, but kind of fascinating that a kid first year in the system and already giving up football.
Well, here's what I would say about that. I mean, you talk about the commitment level to put in that amount of work on the football side and still be able to push forward and do it on the academic side. The amount of commitment that requires, you assume it's so but with these high-end athletes, but it's just not for everybody. You know, it would seem to me, without knowing exactly the situation, Nate Bruce's heart wasn't there. And if your heart's not there, it can be very difficult to make that commitment. I do think, and I worry for a kid like this, that down the road there is going to be regret, because this opportunity, it might end up being the best opportunity of his life, and he decided not to pursue it. So I hope the best for him. I hope that's not the case, and that he lives, you know, the happiest life he can.
Well said, Dustin. Well said. All right, stick around. That's it for quarter number one, but we've got a whole lot more football talk coming. Stay tuned. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.